Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and God is good. I'm telling you, He is awesome, is He not? And I thank God for you allowing me to come in right now into wherever you are and listening. This morning, I'm just coming on the radio to give you a short nugget of what I really feel that everyone should hear. And it's important that we elaborate on. We're in the latter days. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Amen? Amen. And so this morning, the message I'm bringing before you is about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because there seems to be some confusion about the Lord, who He can use and who He cannot use. And, you know, it's at a point, it's almost like when the disciples were talking to Jesus and they told Him, they began to bicker among each other about who was the greatest. And He looked at them, you know, and He pretty much rebuked them and let them know that none of them was the greatest. No one is greater than God. That's just a mere fact of it all. But we have people that they're not moving forward, because you have people that are sitting back saying, no, they're called, no, they're not called, no, they're called, no, they're not called. But I'm here to tell you, if you can go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to bring this message to you this morning. Amen? Amen. So if you go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, amen, amen. You know, amen, amen, amen. It says, brothers and sisters, I want you to know about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know that at one time you were unbelievers. You were somehow drawn away to worship statues of gods that couldn't even speak. Amen, amen. So I want you to know that no one is speaking with the help of God's Spirit. Amen. Says, may Jesus be cursed. Amen. Do you want me to read this again? For God, I want you to get this, because someone listening, this message is for you. So he goes on to say, so I want you to know that no one is speaking with the help of God's Spirit, says, may Jesus be cursed. And without the help of the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Lord. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit. Tell somebody that. Amen. Amen. There are different kinds of gifts, but they are all given to believers by the same Spirit. Help me, Holy Ghost. There are different ways to serve, but they all come from the same Lord. Okay, so tell somebody, stop calling you up and stop standing there talking about like they the only one that got it, or they the only one captivated, or they're the only ones in favor with God, and that's why they have that gift. The devil is a liar, amen? And begin to encourage the one that doesn't believe God can use them, because they just don't think they're worthy. But the devil is a liar. There are different ways. The word goes on to tell us, and I want you to follow me here, amen, amen. There are different ways the Spirit works, amen? Be encouraged. But the same God is working in all these ways and all people, amen? Verse 6, amen? Again, there are different ways the Spirit works, but the same God is working in all these ways, amen? And all people, amen, amen. So I want to say it again, because people don't, I'm telling you, I've ran into so many people that seem to not understand that. There are different ways the Spirit work, but the same God is working in all these ways in all people. Amen, amen, amen. So no one has no exclusiveness to the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way, and that is for the good of all. To some people, the Spirit, I'm reading on, if you follow me, you see where I'm going, right? Amen. To some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. Amen. To others, the same Spirit gives a message of knowledge. Amen. To others, the same Spirit gives faith. Amen. To others, that one Spirit gives gifts of healing. Amen. To others, He gives the power to do miracles. To others, He gives the ability to prophesy. Amen. That's why I see all these people talking about their call. They've been into prophecy. Only God can give you that gift. Amen. Only the Holy Spirit can give you that gift. No man can give you that. Only the Lord can give you that. Amen. Amen. Because that comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 I've seen people, I said, Lord, when they get ready to get ordained into different callings that fall under the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, I hope that they know what they're doing. Amen, amen. I hope they know where they're standing in your sight. Amen, amen. And I just pray for them and keep it moving. Amen. I try not to judge them, but I just say, Lord, I hope they know that whether or not they're in right standing with the Lord or not. Amen, amen. Because so many people now want to walk around and thump their chest and talk about titles, but nobody wants to walk into the calling. Nobody wants to do the will of the Lord. Everybody wants to walk around and give themselves a title or grab or take on something that is totally not theirs. They'll go and see somebody do something and say, oh, yeah, that's what God told me to do. But they never knew what that person went through to get to that level and that process, amen, for God to use them in that position, amen, amen. They don't understand. But instead, they'll be lacking, amen, lacking in knowledge, amen. Amen. And lacking in wisdom, and they'll begin to try to gravitate towards something that God said that's not even for them. Amen, amen. And so they end up out of the will of God. They end up frustrated, and then they just say, I'm walking away altogether. And I see people all the time say, I don't go to church no more. I don't deal with this no more. I don't deal with that anymore. I don't want all that religious stuff. And the devil is a liar. They've been tricked by the enemy. Amen, 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 amen. So stay where God puts you or move forward in God's purpose and go before the Lord and ask the Lord for direction. Amen, amen. So you won't be out there and get frustrated and begin to think, well, maybe God just ain't going to use me. Maybe God doesn't have a plan for my life. The devil is a liar. Amen, amen. The devil is a liar. Amen, amen, amen. So I want you to know that, amen. God has a purpose. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God has a purpose for you. Amen. Tell somebody that. Amen, amen. So to others, he tells us, he gives the ability to prophesy. Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. To others, he gives the ability to tell the spirits apart. Amen. I used to go to a church that I loved. I still do. But because I travel and I'm now a part of so many other churches, which is amazing. But I thank and praise God for them all. But the thing about it, I never forgot that particular bishop would always emphasize that we should have a spirit, ask the Lord for a spirit of discernment. And I tell you, he was so right. So many times that has come into play in my life, dealing with Christians or non-Christians, amen, is when you go around people, and I'm not talking about being suspicious and saying, you know, something about them I don't like. No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's paranoia. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit will tell you, look, your spirit all of a sudden become vexed or you begin to grieve because you're in the presence of where the Lord is telling you not to be. He's saying, look, you need to go right now. And the Lord will do that. The Holy Spirit will let you know that, amen. The Bible says it will bring all truth to you. Amen, amen. You could be around somebody, I tell you, and I heard the horrific story of when a young man told me, said that he was on a job and he was in his sleep. And he heard the people saying what they were going to do with him in the job. And when he woke up, he walked into a room, and there they were. And it was something. He didn't overhear him because he was far away. But he said, yet the Holy Spirit let him be a part of that conversation. So the Holy Spirit will bring all truth to you and let you know what's going on. Amen. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen, amen. I know for me, many a times, the Holy Spirit said, don't go that way, and I don't go that way. Amen, amen. I try to go another way. If I'm in the presence of someone, they begin to discern that what they say, like they're going, how you doing? I miss you. And the Holy Spirit said, no, they don't. In fact, they just got through running you down to somebody. And it ain't going to say it like that. It's going to be clear because the Lord wants you not to be stupid. He doesn't want you to walk around in a situation that's not, you know, not going to bless you, not going to encourage you. You know, the Word of God tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. You do know that, right? Amen. So the Lord doesn't want you to walk around and your strength is drawn out because you're around people that are contrary to his will, that you're determined to get them to turn and go with you. The Lord don't need your help. He can do that, but he wants you to keep the joy in your heart. I'm telling you, he wants you to sing songs to yourself. Amen. He wants you to move forward and do things that he called you to do. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but for someone that's listening, amen, amen. So to others, the Word of God says he gives the ability to prophesy. I keep staying there because there's so many people talking about, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet. I hope you know what you're talking about because I tell you, you got people out here prophesying, and they'll go up to people and say, I see this, I see that, and they don't see a thing. And I seen it. I saw people destroyed because people that said they were a prophet would walk up to them and come up with all this cuckoo mamie stuff they done came about their head because they want somebody to lift them up in their position. But let me tell you something. If God gives you prophecy, you ain't going to walk around braggadocious about it. And let me tell you why. Because everything you prophesy about is not going to be great. It's not going to be empowering. That's the word of God. Amen. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. 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 Remember now, Jezebel had false prophets. Amen. 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 So people must be careful when you begin to receive somebody and they want to tell me, I'm a prophet. You better go to God and ask God, are they what they say? I'm telling you. And the other thing is, too, if someone prophesied to you, and I say this over and over and over again, and you don't have an inkling of what the heck they're talking about, you need to walk off because the Lord will only send them to confirm that he has already given you. I'm trying to get this to somebody right now. He's not going to send them to stir up no confusion because that's Satan who will come up to you and say, you know, so-and-so, I see him now. They're talking about you right now where you are, and they ain't really your friend. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Amen. If they're not your friend, the Holy Spirit will let you know. It will grab. I'm telling you from experience. It will gnaw at your spirit every time you go around that person. You will be vexed in your spirit. You will not feel right. You'll be like, wait, something ain't right. Why come every time I get around, I'm getting grieved and vexed and something's going on? It's because something ain't right between you and that person. Amen. But you don't need someone to walk up, give you a prophecy of trouble and create trouble and then walk away. That's not God. That's not God. And if someone prophesied to you, they're going to give you the answer to the situation. They're not going to prophesy to you and say, well, you know what? I don't know what you're going to do, but tomorrow this time, this is going to happen to you. You walk around worried all day long. You think our Father wants you worried? You think our Father wants you stressed out like that? No. He's going to give you the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but this message is for somebody that's listening. Amen. Amen. So you better be careful when you walk around here and take on any calling of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit, and claim and profess that you suddenly got that particular position because you've earned it. The devil is a liar. Amen, 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 amen. So, again, the word of God tells us what? To others, the same spirit, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, gives the gift of faith. Amen. To others, that one spirit gives the gift of healing. Hallelujah. To others, he gives the gift, the power to do miracles. Amen. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy. Amen. Now, wait a minute. This deep. Everybody not going to have the same gift. Do y'all understand? Amen. Now, yeah, there are some people with a fivefold ministry. That means that God has given them because the Bible says that God, if he can trust you, he would give you more, right? Amen, amen. So if you are obedient to the Lord, yes, you could end up with the fivefold ministry where you can do the healing, you have the gift of knowledge, where you have the gift of faith, where you can do it all. I'm telling you, where you could do miracles. I mean, we saw that with Shambach, amen. We saw that with Catherine Coleman, right? Amen. Amen. We saw that with Smith Wigglesworth, right? They had the gift of, they had the fivefold ministry. Amen. 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 So I'm not saying God can't do that. And he can also give him the ability to prophesy. All that wrapped up in one. But that takes a true faith walk with the Lord. Amen. And the Holy Spirit can't be fooled, so he knows who he's giving it to. But for everybody to walk around talking about, I got it all, I can do it all, that's no wonder everybody's confused about when they come up in the house of God now. Everybody's doing everything they want to do, but we got to line up with the will of God. When it's time to do the gifts and the callings and the willings of the Father, we need to be doing the will of God. What did God give you to do? Amen, amen. What did God give you to do? Amen. It says to others, he gives the ability, amen, to tell the spirits apart. Again, discernment, like I told you earlier. Amen. Again, my old bishop said you always, and I want to be redundant, but I'm just saying, he always said you should ask God for the gift of discernment because you'll know what you're standing in front of. Amen. You'll know them by the different spirits. Amen. And guess what? You ever seen somebody that they remind you of somebody, but you never knew them before? And you were like, wow, something about them remind me of so-and-so. I'm here to tell you, more or less, that is because they have that same spirit. And that's all it's saying. And the end of the day, if you met them and got to know them, you'd be like, wow, they act just like them. It's the same spirit. You just discerned a spirit. That is the same character that the other person has. Amen? Help me, Holy Ghost. I don't know who that is I'm talking to, but this message is for someone listening. It definitely is. To others, he gives the ability to speak in different kinds of languages. Amen? They had not known before. for. Can you believe that? Lord, I would love to have that gift. He has people can have a gift to actually speak in a different language and they never knew it before. That's deep. Amen. To still others, he gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. Amen. 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 Discern speaking in tongues. You ever seen that? I haven't seen that in years where people can actually stand up and they would be able to say what the person said. That was deep. I used to go to a church called Bible Way Temple down on New Jersey Avenue. And it was back in the old days. And they would have the mother stand up. And people that could discern when you speak in tongues would stand up. And they would stand up and tell the church what you said. That was deep for me. I hadn't seen that in decades for someone to do that. And I guess now, because everybody's trying to get the pie in the sky and the cherry on top, no one's really consecrating themselves enough to want to allow the Holy Spirit to actually use them in the full capacity in which the Lord has it here for it to do so. Amen. 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 So all the gifts are produced by one, amen, not by man, by one, and the same Spirit. And he gives gifts to each person just as he decides. Help me, Holy Ghost, did you hear that? You can't pay enough tithes in church to get it, amen? You can't worship leadership of the house of God enough to get it, amen? Because it don't come from them. It says the Word of God tells us he, the Holy Spirit, gives the gifts to each person just as he decides. Amen? Amen? So I'm trying to say to some folks out there, if you think you're called in a particular office of the Lord, I'm telling you, a particular gift or calling, seek God and let God confirm it for you. Don't stand there and begin to confess something that is not yours, because you'll be out of the will of God. And I'm telling you, you'll open up doors of things that will show up and you'll be like, what's going on? Because you're out of the position of where God sent you. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, there's but one body, but many parts. Amen. I want to go on and read from verse 12. I promise you I ain't going to be before you long. Amen. There is one body, but there has been many parts, but all its many parts make up one body. It is the same with Christ. Amen. We were all baptized by one Holy Spirit, and so we are formed into one body. It didn't matter whether we were Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free or people. We were all given the same Spirit to drink. So the body is not made up of one part. It has many parts. Do y'all understand that? Amen. So it's important when folks are in church that the leadership use them to the full capacity and not get stuck on stupid and start saying, well, I can only use this group or that group or this group. Let me tell you something. If you save and you're in the house of God, everybody's got a gift. Amen. God will do the affection. God will do the deliverance in that person. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get to someone now because we are not where we are in the kingdom. I'm telling you. And the enemy is just like going full force because people have set up and made going to church like some commodity now. To get a gift in calling, it's like some educated sort. Oh, excuse me. But what school did you go to? Oh, you're not called. The devil is a liar. The scriptures never said I had to have a master's to get what the Lord had for me. The devil is a liar. And folks are going around doing that, and it's out of the will of God. So that means you got folks in church that are called by God, but because they don't have a degree in the church, they're not ordaining them. They're saying, well, you know what? They need to go to the school, the theology school, and they need to finish. And let me tell you, I went, but let me tell you something. I was anointed before I got there. I'm trying to get that to somebody right now. I'm telling you, it don't work like that. With God, he could care less about your degree. The Word of God tells the God looks at the foolish things of man to confound them. I'm telling you, he says all that wisdom they got, he said that don't matter to him, amen? The wisdom of man confounds them. I'm telling you, he said he has no understanding of that. He does not go with that. I'm telling you, that is not the kind of God you serve. It is up to the Holy Spirit, amen? Again, he gives the gift to each person just as he decides, amen? Amen? That's why someone could go to school and go and get a doctorate in theology. I know someone right now, I'm telling you, and be nasty as all get out and walk around and call himself a doctor. Help me, Holy Ghost. And demand that people bow down to them, a Pharisee. But yet, a person that never stepped in a theology school, may have dropped out and got there in junior high. I'm trying to say this to someone right now. I'm telling you, because this thing at fire puts me on fire, because there's so many people, and this is righteous anger, so many people being held back from moving forward in their calling and their purpose because someone has set up some plan, some cockamamie plan that they set up in their head to do it and said it lines up with God, and it doesn't. It's something that they set up to empower themselves. And the devil is a liar. Because what has happened is because those people are being held back, the enemy is going forward. And sin is abound. I'm telling you, people don't have a conscience no more. People just walking around. You say Jesus, they look like they want to shrivel up and don't want nothing to do with you. And I ain't talking about the folks that don't know the Lord. I'm talking folks that used to know God. People that used to be into the Lord. Now they don't want to hear. Amen? Because no one ever used them effectively for the kingdom. Amen? Amen? Amen. So there is one body, but it has many parts. Amen? 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 The church has one body, but there are many parts. Amen? And but all its many parts make up one body. Do you understand? So everybody has a gift from the Holy Spirit that is saved in the church, and they should be used by the Lord. Amen? Amen? It is the same with Christ. We were all baptized by one Holy Spirit. I'm saying it again. You know, you ain't hearing nothing. I'm just repeating. And so we are formed into one body. Amen? It didn't matter whether we were Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free people. We were all given the same spirit to drink. So the body is not made up of just one part. It has many parts. Amen, amen, amen. So stop hating on one another about who gift is what. Find out what yours is. Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to use me with? God, what is my gift? Please reveal my gift. And let me tell you something about God. If he gave you a calling, he will reveal it to you. And not only that, he will finance it. Whatever it is that you need so you can move forward in that calling, if it requires financing, I'll put it that way, he will give you that. Amen? Amen. If he give you the vision, he'll give you the provision. How about that? Amen? Amen? So ain't no need to walk around. I saw someone recently, I was on the internet, and I looked up, someone had put their name, you know, for Push Global Ministries. Amen. Thank and praise God for that ministry. And they had put their name on there as the founder. And I was like, wow, what was that? And so something said, because I Google it every so often to see how many people attach to it, because I want to make sure people aren't doing that. It's funny, when you start doing things for the Lord, nobody wants to be bothered when there's no finances connected to it. When finances are connected to it, all of a sudden you get these people that start trying to attach to it one way or another. So I see this and I go, wow. So the Lord said, just send them an email, ask them to remove it. And they applied. They said I would. But then they told me, said they were trying to tell people about it. But I didn't get that. What I got was, it was saying that the person had facilitated the whole thing and all this. And I was like, what? And so they were kind enough to remove it. And I pray to God they did, because our legal department got in it. But the thing about it is, I don't understand people when they don't want to go to God and let God use them and move forward into the purpose and the kingdom of what God has for them. Why they can't go to God wholeheartedly and come transparently to the Lord and say, God, what do you have for me? I was at a broken time when God gave me my ministry. I was at a time where I became aloof. I was at a time where I began to just begin to think the worst, and the enemy was having a field day because I had not been used to the capacity that I should have. And when I walked away, I realized that it was so much more I still need to learn, but yet God had to teach me. The Holy Spirit had to do it. And it was trial and error, but I learned. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you, before you leave the house of God, that you go to your leadership and say, look, I know that God wants to use me in this. Now, if they don't go and leave the house of God. Go to God and ask God to intercede on your behalf with them. He shall do it. I'm telling you. And then if God tell you it's time to go, then go. But don't go out into the air. Help me, Holy Ghost. But go into another church. Find a church home that you will fit, that God wants you to be at, so you can develop and grow. Because let me tell you something. There is no plan in the Word of God. Like Jesus said, who will go? Someone has to go and carry the Word of God. Amen? So this thing of people walking around talking about, that's not my gift. No, that's my gift. No, they're out of their league. You keep sitting on that bench judging everybody that's doing what God said, and you're going to get yours. Remember Miriam? Remember what happened with Miriam in her mouth. Amen? Remember she was talking about Moses, and she went to God talking about, how come me and Aaron can't do what Moses doing? And she was complaining and going on. Remember that? And she ended up having leprosy and being cast out, amen, and Moses, the very one she was talking about, had to go to God and intercede on her behalf. And God said that her father should have spit in her face. That's how much he has for people that backbite. That's deep, right? Because the Bible even said God hates a backbiter. But here it is. God tells Moses this. And then he goes on to tell Moses, you know, okay, well, he healed and brought her back. But the thing about it, he told Miriam, he said, look, I speak to my prophets in dreams. Moses, I speak to face. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Amen. And throughout the word of God, I'm telling you, you find that God has always spoke to those people that he wanted to speak to. But she just did not get it. And you see what happens? I tell people, where are you putting your mouth? Keep your mouth shut off of people. If you don't understand your calling, then keep your mouth shut. And just don't even get into it. Just keep moving forward. And just keep sitting there keeping that bench warm. But do not go around bashing God's people. I'm telling you, I want to encourage you right now, wherever you are, if you don't know where your gift is, I'm closing out. I need you to go to God and ask the Lord, Lord, reveal my gift. Hallelujah. And he will reveal it. I'm telling you. And you don't know which way to come, but open up your eyes, open up your ears, and open up your spirit to receive from God. Amen, amen. The Bible goes on to tell him, verse 21, he says, and the eye can't say to the hand, and I'm sorry, I'm going to start at verse 20. He says, and as it is, there are many parts, but there is only one body. Amen, 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 amen. So the eye can't say to hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, it is just the opposite. The parts of the body that seem to be weaker are the ones we can't do without. The parts that we think are less important, we treat with special honor. The private parts aren't shown, amen, but they are treated with special care. The part, this is in the Bible, amen, I'm reading from the Word of God. The parts that can be shown don't need special care, but God has put together all the parts of the body, and he has given more honor to the parts that didn't have any, amen. Did y'all understand? So in that way, the parts of the body will not take sides. You get it? Do y'all get it? So all of them will take care of one another, amen? And if one part surfaces, every part surfaces with it, amen? Did you hear me? Let me repeat again. If one part suffers, amen, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part shares in its joy. That's why I told God, I said, Lord, if you honor me with opening a church, which I have, I really don't see myself doing because of some other things that I'm trying to do right now. But I said, Lord, I would always make sure that everybody stand up on Sunday and we just give ourselves a great shout out. For, you know, after we praise God and lift up Jesus higher, higher, higher into the throne room of presence, then we, when we all come down, then just tell everybody, stand up and give yourself a great shout out for continue to persevere and move forward in the Lord. And continue to encourage them to continue to move forward and break down that wall of envy and strife that's sitting in the church today, where people are envious of one another and saying all manner of terrible things about each other, trying to keep the other one unless they know the person. That's what the world does. The Word of God says that they only love those that love them. In the house of God, that shouldn't be so. You shouldn't have someone only because they know somebody, they're going to encourage them. The devil is a liar. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody the devil is a liar. Amen. Amen. Someone has something that everybody showed because they knew them, but not because they are a brother or sister in Christ. The devil is a liar. Amen. Tell somebody. Amen. So verse 27, I'm closing out. You are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it. I want to say that again. You're saved. You are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it, okay? First, God has placed apostles in the church. Y'all hear that? God has. Not man, but God has. Second, he has placed prophets in the church. Amen? 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 Not everybody is a prophet. The devil is a liar. I say it again. I stress it to you. We're in the latter days. People picking up that title, roaming around here talking, I'm a prophet. And they busybody, keep trouble going. They divisionary, and they envious, and they got strife in their heart. And that is not God. Amen? Amen? That is not God. Again, what do we find out? The Holy Spirit is the one to select who to use. Amen? Be careful and be mindful. Amen? When people walk up to you talking about what they claim they are. Amen? Amen? So second, he has placed prophets in the church, the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Third, he has placed teachers in the church. Amen. Then he has given to the church miracles and gifts of healings. Now, wait a minute. I don't see one particular matter. I see all this That's what all of this is serving the church. You understand? Miracles and gifts of healing. So that means everybody in the church has some sort of gift, right? Amen. He has also given the gift of helping others. Amen. 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 And the gift of guiding the church. Now, I'm going to stop there real quick. I'm trying to close out, but I'm trying to get to it. It amazes me when we think about, okay, the Holy Spirit, he gives the gift of helping others. And people have these committees they set up in the church, talking about they're the helpers committee. And they're nasty, rude, and disrespectful. But that's not, the Holy Spirit didn't give them that calling then, right? Amen. You got an usher and she got an attitude, or he got an attitude. That's not a gift that God gave them. That's something they took on, amen? Because your character should beseech you, right? Amen, amen. If it's from the Holy Spirit, it should be joy in the Lord with that. Amen, 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 amen. You can do your job without being nasty, right? Amen, amen, right? So that means you can do a job for the Lord without being nasty either, amen? Lord don't want you giving the image that you nasty, rude, and disrespectful. Or wait a minute, are you biased? You plant people on seats that you like, and people you don't like, you throw them somewhere else. The devil is a liar, amen? But the Holy Spirit, he is also has given the gift of helping others. Isn't that something? So everybody, that's not a natural thing. I tell people when I go to hire people, they got to be a people person, because I'm a people person. And I believe when you're in a job of any type of field where you deal with people, you should be a people person. In the house of God, the gift of helping people is definitely a people person. Amen, amen, amen. And the gift of guiding the church. Everybody's not called to be a leader. Amen. People want to stump up and say, I'm a pastor of a church and I'm the leader of the church. But wait a minute, there's a gift of guiding the church. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 That's why you see churches, they were 50 people in the church, and they still 50 people in the church. And they've been around 20 and 30 years, and they still got the same amount of people. And their excuse is that, oh, well, this is what God want me to have. No, God is about elevation. Amen. God is about elevation. Am I saying every mega church is with God? No, I'm not. Absolutely not. But I'm here to tell you God is about elevation. Amen. Amen. He's about growth. Amen. Because the people need to grow. Amen. 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 Is everyone an apostle? No. Is everyone a prophet? No. Is everyone a teacher? No. Do all work miracles? Yes. Do all have gifts of healing? Yes. Amen. 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 But they're not all called to that. Amen. They're not all called to miracles. Amen. Do all speak in language that they do not have known before? No. Do all explain what is said in these languages? No. But above all, you should want the more important gifts. Amen. Amen. Love. Amen. 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 Love. Amen. So I want to encourage you this morning to know, no, not everybody in the church do miracles. No, not everybody has the gift of healing. No, everybody don't speak in tongues, but you should seek God. Seek God for what your gift and your calling is. Seek God. You have a gift. It may just be a teacher. It may just be a someone that, you know, that you help the church and guide the church in the direction of the church. It may be a gift of helper, just to be a helper in the church. But I'm here to tell you it's important not to get out of the position that God gave you. Don't let pride take you there. There are many people that have walked away out of the position of what God put them in because of their pride. Amen? Amen. So I'm thanking and praising God for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning. No, we did not have music on the air this morning, but I promise you we will next time. God is so good. I will be coming on every Saturday morning, God willing, at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can join me here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, I thank and praise God for this opportunity to come before you. He is so awesome, is he not? And he's an omnipotent God. I thank and praise God for him. And I thank and praise God for everything he's doing. Amen, amen. So let's just close out with prayer. Father God, we thank you for the message that went forth, God. Let it not lay dormant in anyone's life, God. Let it be fruitful and multiply, God. And Father, move and encourage their spirit, God, to continue to seek you, God, in every area of our life, God. Hallelujah, God. And I'm just thanking you, God, as I give you glory this morning, give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Please go to www.pushglobalministries.org. And you can check us out there. We have the Push conference coming up, and all the tickets are gone. I'm being honest, and we're hoping to squeeze some people in. So if you want to come, you're really, really, really serious about coming, again, go to www.pushglobalministries, and you can check us out there, all the details about the upcoming revival. Also, we have some other things coming about. If you want to donate, we are now a 501c3 organization. That means that whatever you give us, contribute, you will get that money back. I'm letting you know that. Amen, amen. You will get that money back. So if you want to contribute, keep us on the air, get us on the air to a high level or premium, amen, amen, then please donate, send your contributions to Push Global Ministries. That's 36 P.O. Box 3652, Silver Spring, Maryland, zip code 20918. Again, that's P.O. Box 3652, Silver Spring, Maryland, zip code 20918. Also, if you want to, you can give on that website. I think you can pay with PayPal. So whatever you do, again, whatever, we appreciate. We thank God for you. We know that it will be an increase coming back to you for it. So we just thank and praise God for each and every one of you listening in and your faithfulness. Again, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you on Blog Talk Radio. I love you. I love you. And know this, God loves you more. Amen, amen, amen.